listened to missionary Richard Yerby in Japan tell you that your perfect Creator God desires to perfect you in every way. Are you interested in being made perfect? Only your Almighty Creator God can do such a wonderful thing for you. So listen up now, please.
In the Holy Bible, in Psalms 18, verse 30, the psalmist declares to all creation that, quote, "As for God, His way is perfect," end quote. My friend listening to me now, you would greatly benefit by right now declaring unto God along with me, "Almighty God in heaven, I acknowledge that thy way is perfect." Amen. Think seriously on the ways that your Creator God is perfect, in particular, on the ways His perfection relates to your eternal existence. God is perfect in power because He is almighty. He has all power to do anything and everything that He wills to do. He has power to keep you alive forever in a most blessed and blissful existence. And in His ever so rich mercy and grace, He highly desires to do that for you. Please pray this now to Him. "Almighty God in heaven, I acknowledge that Thou art all-powerful and that it is entirely impossible for me to escape from Thy power over me. Help me to fully submit myself to Thy all-powerful control. Create within me a heart that will heartily worship Thee as my almighty Creator God, and that will fully obey Thee. Amen." Next, He is perfect in life. Almighty God is eternal, having no beginning and no end. That is important for you to know, because it assures you that He will never die, that His almighty power to keep you alive in a most blessed state will never come to an end. Pray now, "Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, previously manifested on this earth as man in the flesh, I worship Thee as life, eternal life. Right now, please become my life to sustain me in a most blessed state for all eternity. Amen." Your Creator God is perfectly upright and just, completely without fault. Thus, you have absolutely no grounds to object to anything that He does to you. If you are dissatisfied with anything about God, it is you who needs to change, not God. Once, back in the early 1980s, as I spent part of winter time on tropical Guam Island, trying to escape the cold of Japan, I was standing out in public preaching near the corner of that government building across the street from Agana Post Office. There, people lined up under that porch outside near the window as they renewed their driver's license. Less than 5 minutes after I set in preaching without raising my voice, a young Caucasian man in his 30s or so arose from that bench at the corner of the porch and walked off the porch over to me about 6 steps away. He asked me kindly enough, "Do you believe there is a hell?" "Yes, I do," I answered him. He replied, "Well, I couldn't believe in a God that would send people to hell. Then I asked him, "Do you believe in capital punishment?" "Yes, I do," he readily answered. "But I don't believe in making anyone burn forever. That would be a horrible thing to do." Now, I admit that there is some logic and compassion in his attitude regarding anyone burning forever in hell fire with no remedy, no end, no release forever and ever. But my friend listening to me right now, it is a firmly fixed, unchangeable, unshakable, eternal truth that you are either going to sincerely repent to your holy and righteous Creator God for your sins against Him and trust in the Savior Jesus Christ to redeem you and to save you from those eternal flames of hell, or you are going to suffer the torments of those flames forever without end. Your own personal choice is that clear and that simple. You have no grounds for any complaints at all against Almighty God. He hath done all things well. If you have not received Christ as your Savior, right now, please pray the following with me. Almighty God, the Father in the highest heaven, please work true repentance toward Thee into my sinful heart and true faith to trust in the Lord Jesus to save me. Amen. My friend, your perfect Creator God desires to make you perfect. In verse 32 of Psalms 18, King David proclaims, "It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect." So please call upon Him now thus wise. Almighty Jehovah God in the highest heaven, my Creator, and my soon coming judge, right now, please set me free from every power and from every living creature that is restraining me from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ for Him to make my every way perfect. That includes setting me free from my own self and from my own selfish, sinful will. Please enable me to fully submit my existence and my personal being unto Thee for the purpose of Thee making me perfect. Right now, please work within me a heart that is totally repentant toward Thee and that is fully trusting in God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to recreate me, redeeming me from the curse of sin, and saving me from sin's eternal punishment in hell's lake of fire. Please perfect me right now by taking away all the negative aspects of Adam's sinful, fallen nature that plagued people during their short life on earth. Please take away all the misery, failure, defeat, disappointment, sinful hate, spite, jealousy, envy, strife, loneliness, boredom, worry, anxiety, sinful lust and desire. Please instill within me the fear of God, my Creator. Teach me to serve Thee with fear and trembling. please eradicate from my entire being the spirit of fear of all other things except my Creator God. Amen.
Such a wonderful thought. My all-powerful Creator God desires to make me perfect. Please invite everyone that you can to listen to these radio sermons of Missionary Richard on his website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate the three words with two hyphens. christ-is-all.us.